Let me see if I can find this.
It is time.
Hey, we found it.
Cast off words, darkness.
We found it is time. That's right, it's time again for It Is Time. We're glad you're with us. We have a great program lined up for you. And we just pray that this program will interrupt all current stimulation of doubt, unbelief, and fear, and bring you the grace that flows from the Father's throne, a stream of consciousness that comes from heaven. And it's actually a stream of revelation that comes from heaven. And that's what we're looking for in our lives, revelation that comes from the Word. And today I thought it would be a great inspiration to just go through the 23rd Psalm. And that's where we're living today. 22nd Psalm is a prophecy of Jesus on the cross. And the 23rd Psalm is where we live today. The 24th Psalm is a prophecy of the millennial reign of Christ. But the 23rd Psalm is where we live. And most people were raised up, at least a lot of people were raised up, and maybe were read by their grandma or the grandpa, or maybe they memorized it in a Sunday school. So many today don't have that background, but many of us do. And the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That's God's promise. In the 23rd Psalm, that's what he's saying to us. And there's so many ways to go through this, but we're going to use some songs to build on this. But we'll just start off with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's a very powerful statement. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, he's not everybody's shepherd, obviously. But if you've called on his name and you've asked him to come into your life, then he's your shepherd. And a sheep is totally dependent on its shepherd for guidance, for leading, for food. And the whole 23rd Psalm is about that. And so there's a song of Moses that has been really stirred up in our hearts and blessing us in a tremendous way. And of course, Moses was a shepherd to Israel, and he led the people out of Egypt. And he came back, and he was a deliverer that wasn't accepted right away. And so many of us have not accepted Jesus right away. And we looked at him in different ways, and who is this guy, and what is he, you know, how can he run my life and so forth? But God anointed Moses to speak to the devil, if you will, Pharaoh, and lead God's people out. The same way Jesus, a greater than Moses, is here. And he defeated the devil on the cross, and he wants to lead us out. And in the song of Moses, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he is triumphed gloriously. And the horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea." And that is, you know, amazing how God did that, and how God took Satan and dethroned him through Jesus. He made a show of him openly, triumphing over them in it. He said, "The Lord is my strength." This goes back to the song of Moses. "The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." And that's so amazing that we want to prepare God a habitation so Jesus can dwell in our soul and he can be our shepherd. And so we're going to play this song. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let's let it become revelation to us.
Oh, the Lord, our strength and song, highest praise to him belongs. Christ the Lord, our conquering King, your name we raise, your triumph sing. Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior.
hosts of heaven are crying out.
Stand in victory. By his name we overcome. The Lord is my shepherd. That's why, you know, he's our shepherd, and therefore we shall not want. And that's a beautiful, powerful thing to meditate on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is awesome. You know, I think we should just go ahead and sing that chorus again and just let it ring in our hearts. Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. He's our shepherd. He's the one that won the victory for us, so we shall not want. So let's just sing that again.
Praise the Lord,
yeah.
Our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By his hand we stand in victory, and by his name we overcome.
Come on, start learning that. Let's do it again. Let's sing it. He's good. His mercy is forever.
Praise the Lord, our mighty warrior. Praise the Lord, the glorious one. By his hand we stand in victory, and by his name we overcome.
By the mighty name of the Lord, we overcome. Lord, thank you for that mighty victory. No matter what we're facing, you know, things can get tough and they can get rough, but the Lord is still our shepherd. Somebody said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, but I'm not aware of it. Well, you know, that's not what we want. That's not what's been given to us to have a shepherd that we're not even aware of. But he's our shepherd over our thoughts, over our hearts, over our ways. And, you know, when we trust God like that, when we trust him over our heart and over our ways, that's how he is our shepherd. He's just not a shepherd because he is a shepherd. You know, that's like saying that, you know, that, you know, that person's my teacher and you never go to school. And so you say, well, you know, I don't know anything about any subjects. Well, did you ever go to school? No, but he's a bad teacher because he never taught me anything. Well, you have to go. In the same way, we apply our hearts to God and he shows us, you know, hey, I'm going to show you how to walk. I'm going to show you how to talk. I'm going to show you how to think. I'm going to show you how to stand against adversity. And as I'm thinking about this right now, just this thought comes into my heart. You know, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and idols. We got to turn from idols. the Lord's our shepherd. I think a lot of people have Jesus as a shepherd, but they got some idols. You know, they have a little idol room, and it's not I-D-L-E, it's I-D-O-L-S, idols, things that are we magnify in our life above God, things that we cherish and we pet and we polish and we place in higher importance. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, it's simple. How much time do you spend with it? And where is it in your heart? And the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 15 that when Asa heard the words of the prophecy of Obed the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which had taken from Mount Ephraim and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to take all the idols out of the land and I'm going to put God's temple or God's altar back where it belongs in the forefront. I'm going to renew the altar of the Lord. Boy, that alone would preach. I'm going to renew the altar of the Lord. I'm going to let God have front and center in my thinking, and I'm going to get new songs to sing. I'm going to get new books to read. I'm going to get new things on my iPod and on my computer, and I'm going to put away the idols, the abominable idols. There's things that won't stand in the presence of God. We know that. And let's just put them away, and let's turn back to the Lord, and let's renew the altar of God, the place where we go and get our hearts right with God. Let the work of the cross do something powerful in your life, so much so that you just say, you know, hey, I'm going to put away all these things and I'm going to allow God to rule and reign in my heart. Let's do it right now. Let's put away these things and let Jesus reign. This is Dion. I put away my idols.
I was raised on New York rock and roll. I took control. I was cool.
Yeah, that's Dion. And I put away my idols. That is powerful, and that's what we need to do to have the full effect of Jesus in our life. You know, we can't have two kings. We can't have two masters. Matthew 6:24 said, no one can serve God and mammon. You know, money wrinkles, things do decay. I put away the names, the titles, all the things that meant so much to us before. You know, we have to give that to God and just say, Lord, you know what people's opinions are and what title I think I should have, what respect I think I should have. I'm going to give that all to you. I'm not going to make that an idol. There's people in church that oftentimes make position in church idols, and titles are idols. You don't want to have an idol as a title as an idol. No, you don't. You want to have God and the Shepherd King to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the only title that really matters. And God will, you know, if you humble yourself, he'll exalt you. He'll put you where you need to be. And that'll be a blessing in your life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, God is able to take care of us. Absolutely, he's able to take care of us. And he said, I shall not want. And why is that so? Because God has provided everything for us in Christ. He's our shepherd king. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And he provides everything that we need in our life. So let's worship the Lord with this song by Hillsong. It's called Emmanuel. And he talks about our shepherd king who takes care of us. It doesn't matter what it is. He's there to help us, to guide us.
Thank you.
watching over us. That's right. He's our Shepherd King. Thank you, Lord. He makes us lie down in green pastures. We want to be a product of His ministry, a product of what He can do. He's the Shepherd King that's watching over us, causing our soul to be restored, lying down. Lying down in green pastures beside the still waters. Thank you, Lord. Your amazing ministry. God is with us. He's with us to cause us to lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I say peace to you. Peace to the storms that are in our lives. Peace to the storms that rage and try to counterman the promises of God and counterman the covenant. No, we're not going to accept that. We're not going to take that in the name of Jesus. We're going to take what God has provided for us in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You know, it's hard to lie down in green pastures when you have a troubled soul. But God wants to work on our soul. You know, we're three parts. We're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. And our bodies aren't born again. And our soul is not born again, but our spirit is born again. That's the inner man. When we accepted Jesus as Savior, He came and recreated us, according to Ezekiel 36:26. He said, I'll give you a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. And that heart is pliable and soft, and it wants to believe God. And it's the pressures of this earth, the pressures of this age. It's the spirit that's in this world. The Bible said there's three main things that are in the world: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And those are the things that rage against our soul. We say, I need this strong desire to satisfy my eyes. No, you don't. I need this strong desire to satisfy my flesh. No, I don't need that. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I need to be respected. Everybody needs to respect. No, they don't. You just need to have God's favor. And when God's favor is on you, you know what? Life becomes pretty simple. And you don't have to have everybody bow down and worship you and the ground you walk on. And you can say, be still, my soul. Be still, my soul. When these things come against us, be still, my soul. Why? Because the Lord makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. God is furnishing us. He's supplying what we need. He keeps saying, son, you're a new creation. Son, you're an ambassador for Christ. Son, you are raised up and made to sit together in heavenly places in my Son. That's who you are. You're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You're an overcomer. These are things God says to us. And He is building us up, you see. He is doing something, and He's causing us to lie down because there's no more work to be done to earn God's favor. The work that we do is to help others and to obey God and to finish His work. But it's not to earn anything from God. So we lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. And God is the one that's supplying all of our need according to His riches and glory. And then He says in the 23rd Psalm, He restores my soul. He restores my soul. That's an amazing truth. He restores my soul. And so we have to learn to say, soul, you will bless the Lord. Soul, you will do this. Soul, you will do that. Because, you know, our emotions are tied up in our soul. Our mind, our will, our emotions are all wrapped up in that soulish realm. And as a spiritual being, we need to be able to command our soul. David said in the book of Psalms, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He told his soul, you rise up and you bless God. Right now, you want to feel sorry for yourself. Right now, you want to just go on a pity party and just get a keg of doubt and unbelief and just start thinking about all those things. And, you know, the demons, they'll come and they'll party with you. You'll never party alone. I'll guarantee you that. But you want to cancel that party. You want to throw those devils out. And you say, no, I'm not going to get a keg of doubt and unbelief. I'm going to get living water that comes from the throne of grace. And I'm going to say, be still, my soul, because God is on the throne and he is the one that's in charge of everything that's going on. And I'm going to command my soul to bless the Lord because that's God's will for my life. This is a song by the Imperials, Russ Taff singing lead. And it's very simply, be still, my soul, and know that he's God. And we can have peace in the midst of turmoil.
Surrounded by the cares of life, situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Feels like I may lose control. A voice from somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage, that lets me know everything will be alright.
I hear him say,
be still, my soul, and know that he is God.
He is God.
Stand quiet, he is the Lord.
God is for me, who can be against me?
That's what can renew your mind right there, is be still, my soul. Know that he is God. And great confidence that we have in the promises of the Lord to take care of us. And he's restoring our soul with his word. And when we hide God's word in our heart, and then we have the strength to not sin against God. And so the Lord restores our soul with his word. And we get to say, be still, my soul. Know that he's God. And then every promise of God that he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And whatever you ask in my name, I'll give it you. that the Father may be glorified in the Son, that he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And in the things of the flesh, we don't have to. We just say, be still, my soul. It's going to be okay. Stand quietly. He's the Lord. He's the shepherd. And he's working 24/7. And so we get to have that. The next part of that in the 23rd Psalm, you know, we're going through the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. I love this. He leads me in paths of righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. The path that's set before us is a path of righteousness. It's not full of junk. And even when there's enemies in those paths, God can deliver us from those enemies. But he's leading us. You know, that great prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but be delivering us from evil. He's saying, make a conscious effort of saying to God, lead me not into temptation, but lead me in paths of righteousness. So why would God ask us to pray, don't be led into temptation? Because temptation's out there, and you got to acknowledge the fact that it's coming. It's right around the corner, and don't let it surprise you. It comes in many different packages. But the fact is, if you're aware that it's coming, you'll be ready. And the road ahead of you is a great road because the sun is shining. The Jesus sun is shining, and he's speaking, and he's with you, and he's walking with you, and he's talking with you. This is some people like real deep spiritual things, and I do too, but I also like things that are light and happy and whatnot. And Barry McGuire wrote this song many years ago, and I love it. I enjoy it rather, and it's called Happy Road, and it's taking us to a place God said he would lead us and guide us and in the paths that we walk. So if he's going to lead me in the paths of righteousness, it's going to be a good walk, and let's enjoy our walk together with God, okay? Let's enjoy it right now.
Why, it's a happy road.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's it's a happy road. That's how I interpret that, because the Bible said that happy is a man who trusts the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. And so God leads us in a happy road, and he leads us in a happy way. And we can turn the most darkest thing into light if we'll just concentrate on him and begin to thank him. He turns everything into something beautiful because he's able to do that. He's the creator, and we are the sheep of his pasture. I love Psalm 100. He said, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture." A lot of people don't like to admit that they're sheep, and because sheep aren't the most intelligent animals at all. And certainly God gives us, we're created in his image and after his likeness, and we have the capability of being, some people are very, very, very smart, and they have extremely high IQs and so forth. But, you know, you can become arrogant. You become proud of that which you've been given as a gift. Just like somebody has a great singing voice, and they, you know, you were born with that. You didn't sit there and polish your tonsils, and all of a sudden you had this great voice. God gave you that voice. God gave the bird the voice to sing his song or her song, whatever is a male or female bird. But God gave that song to that bird, and they just sing it. They didn't copyright it. They didn't go out and do all these things. But the thing is, you know, you don't see birds, you know, they use they use what they've been given. And if you're an oriole, you're an oriole. If you're a buzzard, you're a buzzard. And you don't see them, you know, changing outfits and growing long beards and so forth, and just, you know, becoming foolish and prancing on a telephone wire. You see them in their natural creation. And so when it comes to us, though, we're challenged with so many things. But the point I'm making here is that God leads us in paths of righteousness. Glory to God. And when we have his paths of righteousness, we can rest and be confident. And why does he do that? He does that for his name's sake. You know why? God's name is at stake here. He's saying, I want to show people that my name is a great name. And I'm gonna do this for my name's sake. So God is gonna take personal care of you. He's not letting it just, I'm gonna take care of you and you're just, you know, you're off somewhere else. No. He's taking personal responsibility, personal accountability, personal involvement with what he's doing. It's for his name's sake. And God's great name is involved with the work of the 23rd Psalm, with the work that's going on in our life. Isn't that powerful? Well, there's a powerful song that would fit right here, I believe, by Natalie Grant. And it's called Your Great Name. If God is leading us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, his great name is on the line. And we love that great name. Praise the Lord. And so we're going to rejoice with God and allow our life to be led. The Lord is our shepherd. We do not want. He restores our soul. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Lost our soul, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
We'll be right back.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, we thank you very, very much. Hallelujah. You're doing this for your great name's sake. We're so honored and so privileged to be a part of your life, God, to be a part of the New Testament, to be a part of what's going on in the earth, and to be able to enjoy the 23rd Psalm, to live it, to be actually receiving from the 23rd Psalm every day of our life, because that is exactly what Jesus is doing right now. He's the Savior. He's the Lord. He's the healer. He's the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. He's the great intercessor. He's doing things right now at the right hand of the Father as the shepherd of the fold. Jesus is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Glory to God. One of the things he's doing as a shepherd is he gives us assignments. And one of those assignments for us is a powerful word of edification to the world. It's Team Edified. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Well, that's something you can do, and we would be very, very happy if you took advantage of that. And just visit edifytoday.com, follow the prompts there, and join the team, because we are going to reach a million people. So be a part of that million, and we would be honored to have you as part of the team. And we're spreading the word of edification, and that's what God does. He builds us up. And there's something to build each other up with every single day, I'll guarantee you. You know, the 23rd Psalm, we're going to have to finish this tomorrow because we don't have a whole lot of time left. But the 23rd Psalm is what God is doing right now through the ministry of Jesus. That's what's happening right now on God's clock. Now, God's getting us ready for the 24th Psalm. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the Lord's ruling and reigning. And the 24th Psalm, this is where God is the king over the earth. Who is the king of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, the everlasting doors, ye everlasting doors. And the king of glory shall come in. Who is the king of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the king of glory. And there will be a day when the Lord is the king of this earth. But until then, Jesus is ruling by the power of the Holy Spirit in the earth. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved and delivered. And I love this song by Tim Hughes because it wraps it up in a nutshell, the ministry of Jesus. Because you know what? Jesus saves. He saves, he heals, he delivers, he makes whole. Jesus is the one that does it all. And so let's listen to this song. It's Tim Hughes and it's called Jesus Saves. Yes, he does. And you can receive right now his salvation. You can receive his healing. You can receive his grace. You can receive what you need for your life. Reach out right now, Lord. Touch my friend. Touch that person and cause your grace to overflow in their life. In the name of Jesus, right now, amen. We'll be right back.
news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful.
He does. He saves right now. Right now. If you've listened this long and stayed with us, maybe you've never called on the name of the Lord. Maybe you've never known him. Maybe you have and you've slipped away and you want to come back to the Father's house. Well, let's do it. Let's take care of business right now. You know, Jesus is not a church. It's not church membership. It's not something you sign a piece of paper, shake a preacher's hand. It's not something where you know, it's some kind of an institution. This is the living God touching your heart right where you are and causing heaven to come down and glory to fill your soul in such a way that now there's the love of God on the inside of you. And honor becomes a way of life. Honor becomes more important than your own existence. The name of Jesus, the love of God, becomes more important than the air that you breathe. In fact, it is the air you breathe. So if that's touching your heart and gripping you and saying, that's what I want, then let's do that right now. All you got to believe is that Jesus came to the earth, that he raised from the dead. The Father, by the Holy Spirit, raised up Jesus from the dead. The scripture says, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that salvation is a gift of God. It's a gift of his Spirit coming on the inside of you. And if you have the Spirit of God, then you belong to him. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of his. The Spirit of Christ. So just pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess you as Lord. I confess you as Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. Take control. Take control. Right now, the Holy Spirit. I just know there's some Christians even that have prayed, you need to come back to God. You need to put away your idols. You need to come back to Him. And that 23rd Psalm is now going to come into your heart and into your life and into your mind. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Oh, you'll have needs around you, but in your heart, you'll not be wanting. You'll be saying, God, you're going to take care of that. I pray in the name of Jesus, and you're going to take care of that. I know you're going to supply all my needs. If I'll do what you say and go where you go and say what you say, you're going to take care of that. He supplies all of my need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Some of you are going to sleep tonight like you've never slept before. A brand new sleeping life of sweet dreams. And the Lord will even give you dreams. He'll give you heavenly dreams. I rebuke nightmares in the name of Jesus. I just rebuke broken sleep and nightmares right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that you're hearing and you're answering prayer right now. Right now, even as we speak, you're hearing and answering prayer. Not because I'm somebody, but because God is somebody. God is hearing these prayers and He's answering them. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful you could take a taped message and do something great with it. You can take a podcast and send it around the world and touch people's lives. Amen. Hey, guess what? If the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want, and you're lying down in green pastures beside the still waters, and He's restoring your soul, praise the Lord, for His name's sake, then guess what? Great things are going to happen in your life. You are a miracle going somewhere to happen. Tell somebody what happened. Tell somebody on Facebook. Tell somebody on an email. Tell somebody in a text message. Get the word going. Hey, God's doing great things. Tell them about the broadcast and tell them to log in to edifytoday.com and sign up with our team Edify. Go to vccmarin.org and you can get our website for all the goodies we got there. But more importantly than that, just remember, it is time. Don't put anything off. Keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody, you got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. That's right. Declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, don't put it off because it is time.